100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It was Super Bowl Sunday yesterday, but despite that, I kind of didn't, well, I'm getting this up on Monday. Anyway, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And then I'm lazy and wait till the next day. The topic this week was Vanishing Point. And Mist is meowing in the background. She's hunting her little soccer balls. And, well, she's almost 17 and kind of kitty dementia. But anyway, Vanishing Point is the topic. And just to give you an update, they updated the pills that I'm on and other stuff and some stuff at work. And, well, it's okay. And it's warming up and I've got the hammock out. And, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get this stuff all recorded on Monday and then go for a walk. So here are the stories. Enjoy.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Air Angel 462. We have experienced an explosion on board and we have a serious cabin fire. Advise heading for nearest airport. I hit the emergency button, summoning my supervisor as I responded. Air Angel 462. Jekyll Military Base is 8 miles to your north, heading 28. I stared anxiously at my radar. Air Angel, a glowing dot, slowly traversing the screen. Would they make it? Then the point of light simply vanished. Inwardly, I smiled with satisfaction. The bomb I'd arranged to have planted in the hold had done its job.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Draw a circle, and another inside it, and another, the vanishing point, is a full stop inside an O. The circle is gone, it has no meaning as a circle anymore. It became an O, with a full stop in the middle. What? Perspective, interpretation, meaning. Excuse me, Professor, but you don't see it? You draw a circle, and it vanishes into an O. It's extraordinary. They didn't see it. The professor was forced to retire. But he smiled. Why hadn't he thought of it before? He could finally sail away, vanishing into the horizon. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Vanishing Point. It's called Perspective. Do you understand it now? The blank look on my face said it all. I didn't have a clue. My art teacher sighed and tried again. Perspective is all about giving a realistic impression of depth. So you pick a single point on the horizon, the vanishing point, and imagine all the sight lines converge at that spot. I frowned in confusion. I'd always wanted to be a painter, but this was just confusing. But I did become a painter. Of walls, doors, ceilings. skirting boards. Not sure my art teacher would be impressed. It all depends on your perspective. That's it. Till next time, goodbye.
As Jim drew lines on his drawing, a paradoxical view of stairs and archways started to form on the paper, similar to M.C. Escher's relativity stairs. The tip of his pencil came too close to one of the vanishing points, and it sucked it out of his hands. Jim looked closer, confused as to what just happened. He tried to brush some of the graphite away from the area, and was suddenly sucked into the drawing. Looking at his hands, half of them were drawn and partially unfinished. He looked up to see a hole closing, peering back into his classroom.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Brotherhood. A packed room with standing room only. The smell of a long day's armpit lingers. Well, this is the last known sighting since the latest... The captain pauses for the right word. Vanishing. Points at a local map on a whiteboard with photographs surrounding it. It's the Brotherhood place again. The room is quiet as everyone stares at the sea of blonde college girls. Sadie's number 19. She may well be there voluntarily, but we need to get into their compound and talk to her. And soon. The door opens. Another three, sir. Just reported missing from a local school. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1033 with a prompt of vanishing point. At least I think so. Anyway, here's my story. I thought that since Sabrina's gone, your ring might come off, Mandy explained. What do you mean she's gone? Bilbert tried to shake off the confusion of sleep. She's got to be here somewhere. No, she's trapped in a magnifying glass. Come see. Mandy led the way back to her room. She opened the drawer, wondering if Sabrina would appear there in the room or back at the vanishing point in the kitchen. Look, Mandy held up the glass. Bilbert's eyes went wide. Not looking at it, Mandy shoved it back in the drawer, relieved that Sabrina had stayed inside. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called A Life Not Wasted. I don't get much of an opportunity to use my classic training in art. I now will get carpe diem, y'all, with knowledge like it was 1444. The first modern painting is the Baptistry, Les Damsels d'Avignon, 1904, first postmodern painting. Oddly, the latter fails to have a vanishing point. Vanishing point, the single point on the horizon line where receding lines appear to meet. It replaced atmospheric perspective, which was basically glosses of fuzzy blue. The Florentine Filippo Brunelleschi painted it in 1415. It depicts the baptistry in Florence from the front gate of the unfinished cathedral. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
He found Jimmy hanging in his dorm room. He hadn't showed up to his study group that morning, and Elise had his room key. We cut him down, checked his pulse, and called the campus police. They showed up, asked a bunch of questions, and the real police came and asked us more. We shouldn't have cut him down, we shouldn't have touched him, we shouldn't have disturbed the scene. Meanwhile, Elise hanged herself in her room. We got there in time to save her, but we did what the cops had told us, and she died before they showed up.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Vanishing Point. The next topic is going to be Experiment, and we got some good stories in this week, and we'll get some good stories in next week. And I'm really looking forward to them. And then I'm looking forward to seeing what excuse I'll have for putting this up on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. Yeah, I only run the little robot vacuum every week now. Too lazy to shove the furniture around. I'm getting really tired, but whatever, I'm old. So there you have it. Thank you all for being a part of this, and I'll get the stories up for last week. I keep saying, but you know how it is. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.